Singing. Oh, have you attention, Professor Muhammad.
Being quiet. Calm down. And you've got to be kind to your own body, first of all. So if you need to cough, cough out of kindness. Thank you. You want to move the body, please move it. And one of the reasons why we close our eyes in this type of kindness meditation, because once everyone has got their eyes closed, you can put your finger in your ear to scratch it, you can pick your nose, no one is watching. Don't be embarrassed, you can scratch anything. Don't peek. Out of kindness. And just feel your body. Just get it just right. Stay with your body a bit longer, because sometimes we don't care long enough for things to relax. So I'm looking at my bottom, back, throat's got a bit of an itch on it. And when I'm kind, everything relaxes. When I try too hard, it tenses up. Even when I try at all, it disturbs the peace. So just being peaceful, relaxing everything, letting it be. I look at my body. I'm kind. Body, I care for you. I know sometimes I push you around and force you to stay up too late, get up too early. But I care for you, body. As soon as I care for my body, it relaxes even more. Just remember my mother and just the way when I was sick, just coming up and just stroking my hair. A lot of the pain went away. The kindness heals, reassures, and takes away the worst part of any pain, which is tension. I know my body will never be perfect, but I open the door of my heart to my body, as it is, with unconditional awareness. I'm not going to force your body to recover, to get rid of this ache or this pain or that irritation. I'm going to accept you totally as you are. If you're irritating, that's learning something. That's the dog poo from my mangoes. When I'm kind to my body, it relaxes so deeply. It's like if you meet a dog on the street and you give it so much love and kindness, the dog just relaxes, stops barking, stops threatening. Animals can pick up kindness so easily. And I feel my body relax really deeply. When my body is relaxed, then I can pick up my first object to put loving kindness on. I usually choose an imaginary object. Those of you who've been to my retreats before know that I usually choose a little kitten. A kitten who's been abandoned, who's cold and hungry, hiding in a little corner, If you don't like cats, you can use a little puppy, or a child, a rabbit, anything which you have a very easy way of giving loving kindness towards. But please don't use a real being, use an imaginary being, because they're easy to create into a lovable form. So I use my little kittens. Just like I'm walking along and I hear this painful mewing. An animal is in distress. I try and find where it's coming from. And I see in a dark corner these big eyes staring at me. It's a little kitten. It's abandoned. It's got no mother. No one to look after it and protect it. It's cold. You're lucky you can come in here and get aircon. You can go to your room and get a blanket or get some hot drink to warm you up. But animals, they got nothing. Just cold, relentless, continuous, seemingly endless. So I see this little kitten shivering. It's not just shivering from cold, it's shivering through fear. Every time it's tried to make contact, it's been scratched and bitten and driven away. This little kitten, so hurt, so pained, so cold. And I know without the love and the warmth of someone who cares for you, you do wither and die away. So I look at that little kitten, abandoned, cold, so hungry. And with my eye contact, I start to send feelings of loving kindness towards her. Dear little kitten, I will never harm you or hurt you. I just want to help. I want to help you in whatever way I can. I spread that message just mind to mind through eye contact until I feel the little kitten is not so afraid of me, and maybe she even might trust me. So very slowly I extend my arm and my hand closer towards the little frightened kitten. See her draw away, she's not sure. So I just keep spreading those loving kindness. Dear little kitten, I care for you. I can protect you, heal you, feed you. I get lots of food in my monastery, so I can find something you like. Little by little, I extend my arm. My hand gets closer and closer, and this little being, so alone and frightened and in pain, lets me. She realizes she has to trust someone. Doesn't matter how many times her trust has been let down and abused. She has to. She allows me to touch her fur. You know, many kittens are soft and clean. This little kitten, I can feel the bones through her skin. She's so malnourished and hungry. And the fur is dirty. And I can feel the scabs of dried blood. She's had such a terrible first days or weeks of life. But still keeping eye contact, give him this very powerful loving kindness. Dear kitten, I will care for you. I will protect you. I'm big and strong, resourceful. I can keep you away from those other beings who want to harm or hurt you. I can help clean your fur, heal your wounds, and feed you. And very slowly, I lift her up. And all the time she lets me, which is a miracle. And I bring her slowly to my chest. All the time keeping the eye contact to reassure this little vulnerable being that she has found a friend, someone who will love her and care for her, and just delight in seeing her grow. I bring her to my chest and I warm her with my warmth, protect her with my hands and arms, all the time giving this beautiful loving kindness towards this little kitten. Dear kitten, you don't need to be afraid anymore. You don't need to feel hungry. I will feed you, care for you, protect you. As I send this beautiful loving kindness, this small vulnerable being in my chest, I imagine this all the way. And I imagine this light coming from my heart area. This golden warming light spreading out through my skin into and around this little being I'm holding so carefully by my chest. It's how I visualize loving kindness. This golden light coming out from my heart into this being I'm focusing on. You imagine me being, but it works. Dear little kitten, may you be happy and well, be at peace, be able to sleep at night in a warm little blanket somewhere, away from the cold. Also find out what you like to eat, and you'll probably be fussy like other cats are, but that's okay. I'll find you some milk and some cream. I know you probably won't like condensed milk, but I can find you something better. Dear little kid, please let me have the privilege of caring for you, watching you grow safe. And as I say these words, and as I visualize this little kitten, I feel the little kitten relax. This hard body gets soft, the cold warms up. And I even see this little kitten in my arms fall fast asleep and start purring, purring, knowing she's found someone who can love her, care and protect her. When I hear that, I get so much joy back. It's the joy of giving kindness, compassion to another. It comes back to me straight away. And that just means I give even more powerful loving kindness towards this tiny being. May you be well and happy, dear cat. I care for you. She knows I do. Which is why she totally relaxes and falls asleep in my arms. And I feel in my chest area where the skin of my body meets this furry little kitten. It warms, it tingles. It tingles with the sensation I identify with loving kindness. I continue pouring out this golden light through my body of loving kindness right to the tips of the little kitten's ears and all of her little whiskers down to her tail, her soft paws tucked under her body. I don't resist the joy of giving kindness, compassion and love to my new friend, my little kitten. The imaginary person or animal or thing is like the paper which takes the flame so easily to light a fire. And once that fire is warm enough, you can put on bigger pieces of wood small pieces first, then medium, then big pieces. That's how we develop loving kindness. So now I think of one of my friends and invite you to think of the closest person in your life to yourself. A dear friend, a relation, a son, a daughter, a wife, a parent, someone who you also find it very easy to love and be kind to, but this time a real being. As if they're right in front of you, as if you could open your eyes and they'd be there, even though they may be thousands of miles away. You imagine them, you visualize them. My dear friend, the being closest to me in this life, I care for you. Just like that little kitten, you get hurt many times. You're afraid about what might happen. You too need my friendship, my care, my love. As you imagine this little fragile, vulnerable being in front of you, and you give it your kindness. My dear friend, the door of my heart is always open to you. There's something about friendship and love which is no discrimination. Just like my father told me, whatever you do in your life, son, I may be embarrassed, I might be proud, it does not matter. You're my son. I'll always love you. The door of my house is always open to you. This is what you think about your dearest friend in this life. I care for you. No matter what you do, I'll always love you, protect you, nurture you. There's this golden light of loving kindness coming out of your heart. Goes right inside your best friend, around them, inside them, healing, helping, energizing, freeing. As you bathe this being closest to you in this world with unlimited, unconditional loving kindness. May you always be happy and well, free of pain and disappointment and frustration. You don't have to do anything to win my love. It's there for you all the time, forever. I care for you. And then, once that fire is strong enough, without opening your eyes, imagine all the people in this room, all the people you've been on this journey of kindness and wisdom and peace called meditation. All these people, your fellow travelers, really they're no different than your best friend or the little kid. They have experienced the frustration, the joy, everything you felt, they shared. So they deserve your kindness, your forgiveness, your love, just as much as a little kitten or your best friend. So without opening your eyes, visualize everyone in this room, saying to them, my fellow travelers on the path, may you all be happy and well. May you all be peaceful and free and joyful. Because I care for you. May you be in light way before me. May you get these jhanas. Anything I can do, you get these jhanas. It's okay, not important for me. Just want it for you. But you give this beautiful, the highest wishes to all the people in this room. I care for you. There's this beautiful loving kindness getting stronger and stronger out of your heart, bathes, drenches, soaks into everybody in this room. from the head to the toe, to the fingertips. And those of you on the receiving end, receive it. Allow yourself to be cared for, to be loved, to receive the compassion from another, and give it back. May all beings in this room be free of sickness, pain, this terrible fear which causes tensions. Don't need to be afraid. You have so many friends here who care for you as you care for them. And then soon the loving kindness gets so strong you can't keep it in your heart. You can't even keep it in the room. It bursts through this room to all the beings in this compound, the caretakers, the cooks, the birds, the creepy things, the kangaroos, the parrots. May all beings in this compound of jhana grove be happy, free of fear. May all beings receive my love and my care. This beautiful loving kindness is given without distinction to all beings in this compound. As it spreads further down to Bodhinyana Monastery, many of you visited, all those monks, I can look after at a distance. With all those monks and novices and anagarikas, the cat Spot, that's the cat's name, and all of the people staying there, all the kangaroos and the parrots who come and entertain you when you get fed, all the birds, all beings. And all beings in the forest up to the prison in Kanan, all those prisoners who are always struggling to come to terms with the terrible things they've done. We care for you. May all beings from Bodhinyana Monastery to Kanan Prison Farm be free, be happy, be at peace, knowing, feeling that someone somewhere is really caring for you now, really wishing you well, giving their energy for you. And let this loving kindness, this golden light, spread even further, further into Perth, down to Mantua. You can feel it going over to the airport where many will be visiting later on tomorrow morning. May all beings everywhere be free of pain and fear. Know that we care for you. You're not alone. And our loving kindness to go really way up the north coast, all the way up to Indonesia, where many of you have your loved ones and your family, your children, your parents. Over to the east coast of Australia, to Melbourne and Sydney and Queensland, and over to New Zealand. Further up, through to Malaysia and Singapore, Thailand, going all the way up to Hong Kong, your children, your loved ones. Zap them with that loving kindness. There's many people here you may not realize care for you. May you all be at peace and happy and well. May anyone who is in pain have that pain just get a little bit less because we here are caring for you. May there be peace and happiness in this moment. May you spread it even wider throughout the whole of Asia, down through India and Sri Lanka, through the Middle East. So much wars and conflicts and fear and pain. may our loving kindness just take away that pain, that fear, even if only a tiny amount. That's important. We care. The door of our hearts is spreading this beautiful loving kindness to all the conflict zones in the world, down through Africa, through Europe, through the North America. As your golden light of loving kindness acts like a blanket covering the whole world without exception. May all beings feel peace and lack of fear, knowing just like a mother loves a child and can take away the child's fear just with a smile, can take away its pain just with a stroke of compassion from her hand. You give that stroke of compassion, that kindness, your forgiveness, your well wishing to this whole planet Earth and all the beings who depend upon it. May all beings be at peace, free, healthy, happy. Know how you feel spreading such amazing loving kindness. Enjoy the happiness which you generate when you give to others. And now understand you left out one person. You've given to so many, now for yourself. Imagine, like you probably do every morning, looking at your face in the mirror. As if you're looking in the mirror right now, at this being you can never escape from. This being called yourself, me. Look at that being as if through the mirror. You too desire forgiveness, acceptance, unconditional love. The door of your heart, open it to yourself. Doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, what journey you've made in this life, you're here now, however you've come, to whatever troubles or pain or disappointments or struggle, you're here. Welcome yourself. The door of my heart is open to me as I am. No need to improve, as I care for me. Real love doesn't want to change anybody. Loves them for who they are. As you give this beautiful golden light of loving kindness to your own body and mind, to your history and your future. You care, that's enough. It heals. It frees. Imagine this golden light going right up and down through your body. The golden light of unconditional loving kindness, compassion, metta. Freeing, liberating, healing. Comes the time we have to start to wind down. So imagine that golden light spread all over the planet Earth. Imagine drawing it back, pulling it back, leaving the warmth but bringing back the light. Drawing it in into this room in Western Australia, into your body, into your heart, until it becomes like a concentrated, condensed ball of intense golden light, hovering above your heart, which now you imagine as a fully open lotus flower. And this little golden ball of intense love hovering above your heart, spiritual lives as a white lotus. And then the petals of the lotus closing up, the only thing which can hold such a powerful energy, such as love for all beings, including yourself. Closing up, keeping it there for another time, another place. I now finish off with a little blessing for you all. Please keep your eyes closed. So that's it for this evening. For those of you going back early in the morning, Selamat jalan, have a safe journey, and don't think the retreat ends. You'll see me again soon, and I'll see you again soon. It's amazing, even though I try and teach to free you and get rid of you, you can't get rid of you that easy, as you can't get rid of me that easy. Such is the karma. So we can now finish off with some nice sadhus, and then it's time for you to take a rest before an early journey for some of you, a later journey for others. Sadhu, sadhu. Very good. Have a nice night, everybody. And those of you who are leaving early in the morning, so I probably won't see you. I'm pretty tired. But I'll see those of you who are here for tomorrow morning's meditation and chanting.